fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th of September. The prepper tip today is to work on your physical fitness. That would be all forms of physical fitness. Make sure you're limber, do a lot of stretching, that you've got aerobic strength, anaerobic strength. If you have issues with heart, lung issues, and other health issues, be sure you check with your healthcare professional before doing anything strenuous. And just work within your limits. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books, more on the way, as he can work them in. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com, and a weekly talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are we doing today?
Fantastic, sir. Well, a lot of issues going on. We have an election, I think, in 63 days or so, and it looks like Republicans may once again control the House of Representatives if we have enough truly patriotic Republicans as opposed to rhinos. They could certainly slow down what Biden wants to do because they control the money spending. And there's a possibility that Donald Trump could be made Speaker of the House, which would really slow down the Democratic agenda. So I have some hope. It's nothing all that definitive or absolute about my hope, but I see hope, and I think we need to do what we can at the ballot box before the bullet box becomes inevitable, don't you, sir?
Well, I guess that's a good way to put it. I personally stopped talking about it because the it just there are many people covering the topic, and you know, what I tend to do is science and my science work and, you know, other things.
Right.
But, and of course, I have opinions and things like that. But unfortunately, well, that's just so that's my take on it. So I'm glad that, that you're covering it and other people are covering it.
Well, what's going on with science that people need to know this week, sir?
I think the biggest story is the NASA Artemis moon launch with nobody in it, just dummies, once again was postponed this last week. It was supposed to be September 3rd, a couple days ago. It was originally supposed to be in late August, and then it was postponed for like a week or something. But I'm getting the feeling, in my own personal opinion, is that baby ain't going to even get off the launch pad. They have the biggest rocket that's ever been built. It only has four engines, and the main engines, it's got two helper solid rocket boosters, and we know where that goes. That's never a good idea. The Russians have never, ever used solid boosters on a big rocket. They just use many small rockets and the rocket engines. But anyway, I think, you know, my personal opinion is if it doesn't go off, if it doesn't blow up on the launch pad this time or not make it up very far, that it's going to be a really dangerous space program. And so I would, if you look at the Apollo program, if you look at the space shuttle program, which had two major accidents, you know, 14 people dead, this one is tops them all in terms of danger. And, you know, so maybe say this thing pulls off and they can send this thing around the moon and come back. One issue is that I've been investigating the badges. Now, these are radiation badges. The Apollo program, the astronauts wore radiation badges, but they were alpha and beta particle detectors. They were just a little badge they wore on their on the uniform or on their spacesuit. And they did not detect X-rays. And this is what I learned from the Russians, who actually did go through the radiation belts, and their astronauts came back really dead. French fried, basically, from the X-ray radiation. NASA still does not have X-ray radiation detectors on this Artemis program. And so the dummies have radiation, and they have sensors sprinkled around the cabin, but they're for high-energy particles. And they're going, wow, we really have improved. No, the main thing that they should be testing for, they're not testing for at all. And so, anyway, I just see this as one of the biggest pigs with lipstick that I've ever seen. And I think this postponing, and they, you know, it's because of a sensor. Like, this happens in modern automobiles. The light goes on your dashboard and, you know, a sensor fails. It's not because something's wrong with the car, but the actual sensors failed. And now the modern cars have sensors all over them, the doors, you know, the temperature, you know, everything's got a temperature sensor on it. And the tires have temperature sensors or pressure sensors in them. You have sensors all over the place in a modern car. And every now and then these sensors fail. And that's what's happening here. They had a sensor fail on an engine giving an incorrect temperature reading. So there was apparently nothing wrong with the rocket. It was just a sensor. That's the story. But anyway, I have a feeling that within the bowels of NASA, the scuttle is just like before the fatal Challenger. They said it was too cold to launch, and they did anyway, and the thing blew up. And you know, and this thing had 400,000 people there to watch. If you can imagine a football game with 400,000 people. There, you know, and this was the second time. There were more people, apparently, the first time that it scuttled. But I'm just saying, this is a dangerous program. And, you know, next they're going to start putting people in this thing and sending them off to the moon. Yeah, untested technology. You know, they should have at least 10 launches of this thing, like they did with the Saturn V. I don't know if you remember. But they had the Saturn 1 in the series of Saturn before they got to the Saturn 5, where all that technology was tested many, many, many times before they ever stuck three guys on the top of that baby and sent it into space. And then what we're learning, too, is that the big engines never worked properly. And so that's a whole other story of the Apollo program, which they never talked about. But this thing, I just see it as one of the biggest pigs with lipstick I've ever seen. And the bottom line is, if this baby goes up in smoke, that's the end of NASA. Because they put all their eggs in this basket. And even to get to the moon, they're depending on Musk. And, you know, he's kind of got his own moon program going on. So he's lending support, like building the lander, which they're going to land on the moon. And I've already said that landing on the moon is a very difficult thing to do, and then getting off of it is much more difficult. Landing is one thing, but getting off of it properly is a difficult thing too. But anyway, I was kind of using this soapbox to talk about this. But they're now extending it out to October, and I bet you $1 million, which I don't have, that some political event is going to come up or something's going to come up, and they're going to go, oh, doggone it, we can't do it now because it's such and such. And they're just going to stall this thing out as long as they can. Because, like I say, if this baby goes up in smoke, that's the end of NASA.
Well, maybe NASA needs to be ended.
This has been dragged out. And also, let's play devil's advocate and say it succeeds. Say they get this Artemis launch off with nobody, with dummies in it, and then they get a manned launch off. You know, what are they doing? Sending a couple guys to the moon again, which they supposedly did in the 1960s. What we need is a space program where there's large numbers of people involved going in. And I'm not talking about corporate executives sitting in chairs making money. I'm talking about large numbers of people like the Russians do, having large numbers of people going into space. And this means regular people. You know, we saw that with the Richard Branson and other people that have gone into space recently with private corporations. They're just regular people. They've had a little bit of training, but they didn't have big space suits and big helmets on. They just had a little jumpsuit, went into space, came back just fine. You know, so what NASA is doing is burning up time and money and our birthright to the stars. And that is criminal.
Well, they've been doing it now for more than half a century, haven't they, sir?
Well, more than that. Yeah, well, more than half a century. Yeah. Yeah, because the manned space program goes back to literally World War II. But Chuck Yeager and the X-plane pilots, and where they were going to fly into space and fly back from space in airplane type of vehicles. You know, and that's really the way you should be going into space. And they're not going to look like airplanes. They're going to look like discs, you know, flying discs, literally, which I worked on designs on those myself. You can see those in my Atlantis to Tesla book, the parts that are publicly disclosed.
Right, right. Well, when the Third Reich fell, the invading Third Army of Patton recovered blueprints for flying discs, didn't they?
Yeah, and it is the way to go into space and come back. And because here's the thing with the space shuttle, or these space cones, these little cone-shaped things with a heat shield coming back in, they're very dense, they're very heavy, and they take a lot of wind resistance to slow them down. And they don't skip. Once they start coming in, they're on a... There's no backing off. But with a disc, you actually skip around the atmosphere, and they're very lightweight, and it doesn't take a lot of energy, so you don't burn them up. You don't need a heat shield. All of this heating issue that NASA has, they called the space shuttle the flying brick. That's what it was. It needed a heat shield. And I don't know if you remember the first time one of the space shuttles came in, it looked like a little kid with no teeth. You know, their teeth falling out. The little panels,
those tiles had
come unglued and were missing. But it made it down, you know, it landed okay. But with a properly designed spacecraft, you don't need heat shields. You don't need this massive structure, you know. So anyway, everything that NASA is doing is really, you know, it's like Wernher von Braun had this. Remember when we were kids, Disney was showing the moon rocket going to the moon, and they actually did a pretty good animation of going to the moon based on Wernher von Braun's working with Disney. And that's actually what happened. But, you know, the end result is the NASA is, it's, this whole program should just be shut down. And the sooner that thing blows up, actually the better for the entire human population of Earth, because maybe they'll stop following this ridiculous three man to the moon, then 20 more years, three men to Mars baloney.
Well, when I was in Huntsville for a speaking engagement, my guide drove me past Wernher von Braun's home. It was a nice ranch-style home on the edge of a cliff overlooking Huntsville. Beautiful place. Not ostentatious, just a very nice ranch-style home.
Hmm. Yeah, well, they treated them good, and one time, you know, I'm going to talk about Tesla a little bit today too, and they treat scientists kind of like gold, and because they're few and far between, and they're very necessary for the New World Order, which existed back then. That was part of the whole World War II scenario, was to get the young Christian men of the United States and England to bomb and fight the young Christian men of Germany. That's what it was, you know, two Christian nations fighting each other to the death. You know, but the one thing of great value at the end of the war were the scientists. And Russia got a lot of good ones. They got a lot of the good rocket scientists, too. And there were some, when I was at Los Alamos, there were still some of the World War II guys left. And they just packed them away there. And they were still wearing the World War II baggy wool pants. This is out in the desert.
Really?
Oh, yeah, with the little, I mean, World War II clothes. These guys, and they could hardly speak English. I was in the high-energy bomb group with these guys, and I gave an invited talk there. But yes, these guys were relics of World War II and still there working daily.
Well, physicists. What can you say? The work they were doing was helping our efforts to accomplish our goals, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And the Russians had the equally, you know, their group of these scientists that were equally good. And the Russians ended up literally with a much better space program and much better military hardware, which, of course, nobody talks about in the West. But the Russians go into space every day with people. They have, you know, since the early 1960s, the Russians who had literally tens of thousands of people into space, you know, with a tremendous
I've heard it said that the space race was actually a race between our German scientists and the Russians' German scientists.
Right, it was. But the Russians, because they didn't have this immense budget, what happened in the U.S. is it became a corporate profit pig. And so that's where all the money went. And in Russia, they didn't have extra money. So in the early days in the U.S., it was NASA really was the right stuff. And they're still living on that legacy, which is burned out a long time ago. But the Russians didn't have the money. So they had to be very lean and mean.
Here's a break. Our call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm in Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters. I am the executive vice president of the company. It will be winter soon. You want to be warm and cozy and save money? Check out Liberated Rocket Heaters at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have a weekly radio show. Tell people how they can listen live and to the archives, please.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs, as it has for the last 22 years, commercial-free. And I'm talking now about my my history of my discoveries, and not the discoveries themselves, but the history. And so we're now in the early 2000 era. That's what I'm discussing this week, and then it'll continue through the end of the year. So this entire year, and if people have not heard these, I suggest you go back to the archives, which are free on my webpage, and listen starting in January, the very first January show. This whole year is, I think, insightful about how science actually works or doesn't work in the real world. And so all the ways to listen are on my webpage, which is linked from your page. And the archives, free archives, are there also.
All right. Well, I encourage people to listen to Jim's shows. What Jim does every week is deliver a university-level presentation in a manner in which everybody will appreciate it and keep up with it. Right, Jim?
Exactly. And I would say something, too. I don't repeat what I do on this show, or if I'm on other shows or whatever. I don't repeat those on my own show. I keep those topics completely separate. So if people think, well, I listen to Jim on Wednesday morning on John's show, then, you know, I don't repeat these topics again Thursday night. I have a completely new set of topics. I think, John, more people listen to me here than on my own show. I don't have the real numbers.
But. Well, I have a huge audience. It's a worldwide audience. I can walk into a supermarket in Key West, Florida, or Anchorage, Alaska, and somebody's probably going to recognize me. So it's a huge audience, and we appreciate all our listeners. Jim, I'm always interested in archaeological updates. Do you have any for us, sir, by any chance?
Oh, yeah. What happened? Let me think. There were some things this week. I just didn't have them in my notes here. I have to start keeping my notes. But let me think on that one.
Okay. Well, we got a Bob in the Art break. He'll give you a chance to think about it and get back to us. And you got a question or comment for Professor McKinney? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. There's been some discussion about the absence of hurricanes. Any thoughts on that, sir?
A very interesting topic here. At the end of September, we have an alignment, a very interesting one. It's Mercury, Earth, Moon, new moon passing, and then Jupiter. The Jupiter winds, remember, all of that's like every 13 months. That's coming up here at the end of September. And so not just the Jupiter winds, but it's going to be aligned with a new moon passing and Mercury, fleet-footed Mercury. And so these are like spark plugs, Mercury and the new moon passing and Earth aligning with Jupiter. So this is giving us some end of September real activity. And I've been kind of looking around for even some small comets to add into this. But this is coming up. But yeah, as far as the sun has been quiescent, and really, yeah, there's been no real solar activity that would drive hurricanes. So there's been a little bit because we are in the August return current sheet, and that can also extend into September, although it centers around the month of August. It still can have some effect in September. So anyway, that's when I would look for some real activity. What's going on now is just kind of normal August time frame return current sheet activity. But yeah, the sun has just been quiet. And I really laugh at these jokers at the Hurricane Prediction Center in Boulder, Colorado. William Gray quit because he said all of the science they're doing there is completely bogus, which it is. They have no idea what causes hurricanes or what drives them or the effects. And so they have these predictions that they do in June. And there's about 10 groups around there getting government money and making predictions based on totally faulty data. But it would be like if you were in June and John and saying, well, between now and November, it's going to rain 50% of the days, which, you know, from historical data, that's about average. That's what the prediction is like for hurricanes. It's ridiculous.
Amazing. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. New article posted at the COVID-19 section today, coming out of Europe. More than 600% increase in children's dying as a consequence of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot now being given to children in Europe. And, of course, the same thing's happening here. Very tragic. This winter will be here before we know it. The Liberated Rocket Heater is in stock, ready for immediate shipment. This time last year, we had a 3 to 5 month back order. We now have the ability to build these rocket stoves and get them out the door much more quickly. If you want to be warm and cozy and save money next winter, the Liberated Rocket Heater is what you want at thelibertyman.com. Check them out. You'll be very glad to do it. Last but not least, I do private consultations. What's that all about? It's helping people get the information, get the clarity, get the laser focus they need to make major decisions. Details on private consultations at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line for Liberated Rocket Heater is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website's linked at the links page at thelibertyman.com. Call a number, you got a question or comment, is 512-248-8252. Jim, before we get to your update on archaeology, we got a caller in Massachusetts. We got Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Professor McCanny. I just have a logical question for Professor McKenna and, of course, Mr. Moore as well, that I don't watch broadcast TV or cable TV. So whenever I hear these TV physicians or radio physicians coming and being asked, how about boosters, so on and so forth of this clot shot, I call it GMI because I call it genetic manipulation injection. So before I go further, I must recall that maybe many months ago, Professor McKinney said that maybe in early 1980s, he realized that United States and Russia are really friends. They are not enemies. They are just one big, happy family. So the same thing was confirmed by a Russian-American woman about 2 or 3 years older to me when I met her in Virginia, Alexandria area. So I just want his logical comparison that even a lowly electrical device, I think even energy cleaner has that caution that please don't mix batteries of different variety or different types or different brands. I think they really recommend zinc carbon batteries. Similarly, every other device like a radio or a toy recommends that only one variety or one brand of batteries should be used. But these TV or radio physicians say that, oh, you can take any brand, any boosters. For example, if the primary injection is Pfizer, the secondary or the booster could be Moderna or any other brand. So how could this be possible that medication can be allowed to be mixed? So does it mean that the manufacturers have some understanding that, oh, we have to use the same thing maybe in different concentrations? And this is sort of confirmed by the interview of Dr. Lee Merritt with Dr. Poornima Vagh, who herself is an expert in virology, so on and so forth. So Dr. Vagh said that in her own investigation, they did not find, they tested maybe 25 brands or 20 brands or hundreds of samples, so on and so forth. So she said that she only found different concentrations of very toxic heavy metals, but not any RNA or genetic material. So that sort of confirms that, yes, indeed, these injections can be mixed and matched. Any brand or any type can be taken after another or something like that. So that's all my question is that, does it logically make sense to mix brands and mix boosters, so on and so forth? That's all I have in my mind.
All right. Jim, you have any response to Amit's commentary, sir? You're on mute, Jim. Jim, you're on mute.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, John. Yeah.
There you go.
Something as simple as an automobile engine, you should not mix oil types because they, you know, but I don't know, John, maybe you have a comment about the, you do a lot of background work on the shot and all of that. And so do you have a, maybe you have a comment on that?
Well, what we're showing with ever greater evidence is that the shot was engineered to kill people, make them sterile, cause spontaneous abortions. This will cause more deaths this year than any year in recorded human history, unfortunately. And this will continue for we don't know how many years into the future.
Yeah, and like anything statistical, you can look at the statistics in either direction. And from what I understood, when people went in, this is just something I heard, is that when people went in to get the shot, they would take your phone number or some other metadata of the person. And there were three different shots that you could get from a specific manufacturer. It would be A, B, or C, and you got A, B, or C based on some metadata that had nothing to do with your blood type or anything physical, like a phone number or a social security number or a last name, first letter. And so clearly there's some other things going on here. And so people were getting different shots based on something that had to do, nothing to do with their biological makeup. And so that would indicate that, you know, the any data would be skewed because of that, because from a statistical point of view.
Absolutely. Oh, we got another caller here. Amit, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Our next caller is David in Iowa. Good morning, David.
Good morning, John. Professor McCanny, I haven't checked on your website. I'm trying to find something on fossil fuels. Do you have a kind of a short one- or two-page article on fossil fuels, the truth, that we could refer people to?
No, not really. I talk about it in my books, that fossil fuel is a misnomer, that oil is not from dinosaur bones rotting, absolute ridiculous concept, and that oil comes from outer space, and from either Earth being a comet in its original formation or passing through the tails of large comets. And that's some information that I have about where oil comes from. It's not due to pressure down deep in the earth or something like that. Yeah, it literally comes from outer space, and the ancients talk about this. It's corroborated in many different ways, but is a discussion about. I also just say we should not be using so much of it. We're using it for ridiculous purposes, driving the kids to school every day, or driving back and forth to work every day, or whatever people do to go get groceries, burning up inert material for transportation is pretty ridiculous. That's in my book, dealing with fossil fuels in that sense. But no, and per se, a little write-up only on fossil fuels. No, I don't. I don't go there. It's a complicated topic. Actually, fossil fuels are a pretty good source of energy, pretty available, and the technology to use them is very well developed. But and the whole issue is not one of global warming. That's a false pig in a poke. But the real issue is we just shouldn't be using it, because there's a limited amount of it on the earth. And one of the issues, if we burned all of the known right now, all of the known available fossil fuel sources, we would literally burn up all the oxygen in the atmosphere. So not a good plan. There are better ways to do things.
Okay, thank you.
And the better way is not using thorium or fusion or something like that, because those are all high energy production, converting high energy into high heat, and then with the Carnot cycle, which is very inefficient. So it's any of those heat sources of energy are very bad sources of energy. We have plenty of wind, if used properly, to fuel our entire society.
Okay, thank you very much.
The closest thing I would say would be my book, the book dealing with the wing generator, Kenny Wing Generator World Energy Project, that book.
Okay. David, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Lane in Texas. Good morning, Lane.
Hey, good morning, John and Professor. Professor, you were talking earlier about this moon rocket they're trying to launch and using technology that's, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 years old, these rocket engines. Do you have anything you can discuss that you might call alternative propulsion sources, anti-gravity, electrogravitic, whatever buzzword you want to call it, but surely we've got something under wraps, you know, behind the scenes, it's already in use. At least that's kind of my take on it. Do you have anything you can discuss on that?
I talk about this, the Atlantis to Tesla book that I have, that talks about this. And the Atlanteans, from what we understand from history, were using electromagnetic propulsion systems to go into space. And I show these, and I have a talk that I, in my two CD or two DVD set, one of the talks that I gave at the International UFO Congress in 2003, it was called Electric Highways to the Stars. And so there I discuss electromagnetic propulsion systems, chemical rockets, or even nuclear rockets. Some people talk about them, they're kind of gee whiz, but they're the same issue. You're trying to heat something up and throw it out a nozzle. And the more distance you want to go, the farther you want to go, the more fuel you have to carry with you, and then the fuel becomes payload. It's called the rocket problem. You want to build a bigger rocket, you want to go farther, you got to carry more fuel. And so with the electromagnetic propulsion systems that I proposed, you don't need that because they're not inertial. And so I go through, I have my paid casts, I talk about that, about propulsion systems. I talk about it in my work, the Atlantis to Tesla book. I talk about how you use a Tesla-like Wardenclyffe tower to discharge the vertical electric field, and that creates a magnetic field, which you can then ride like an elevator with the electromagnetic propulsion system. So at any rate, I do a lot of work on that, and they're not anti-gravitic. They're simply another force that works against gravity. There's no such thing as anti-gravity. You make a material and it magically, gravity doesn't work on it. People talk about that, but there's literally no such thing. In physics, you would have to create a force that works against gravity and then thus gives you the illusion of anti-gravity, but there's some kind of force at work there. Anyway, I talk a lot about that. I could go on for, that's a very large topic, let's put it that way, which I discussed.
Let me ask one follow-up to that. Do you think, to take that a step further, do you think we already have these some form of energy, and either it could be aircraft or spacecraft that's already in use, it's just what you might call the black world or ultra top secret or whatever. Do you think we're already actually using any of that technology?
Yeah, and the whole NASA big rocket going off into space, 400,000 people there, that's the pig with lipstick. That's the dog and pony show, to keep everybody thinking that that's the most advanced science, you know. And then you have little bubble-headed kids in college going, we're the most advanced country the world has ever known. Excuse me. I mean, these people are rock stupid. Anyway, yeah, I could go on for a long time. It makes me sick to think about it. But, yeah, there are programs that use this. I've seen them. I know the people that work in them, you know.
Well, the fallacy of these liquid and chemical rockets is, okay, say you're going to go somewhere. Well, even within the solar system, you get out somewhere. Are you going to get back? There's no liquid oxygen generation plants on Mars or any of these other planets. What are you going to do when you get out there? You're stuck.
Well, you got to carry all your fuel with you, and that's one of the big issues. And like people are talking about going to Mars. Well, that's real different than going to the moon, because the moon is right there. It's always there, you know. It's kind of like being in orbit. It's in orbit around the Earth. Mars is in its own orbit around the sun. So if you miscalculate or something, you're going to be years before you get back. So you got to carry all your stuff with you. You know, it's like going camping for 6 months, and you got to carry all your stuff, including your food, your oxygen, you know, everything that you need, all the fuel you need, have to carry with you. And it's never been done in low Earth orbit, where we have the Earth right here to resupply. None of these things have ever been done, and people are talking about going to Mars. I saw this panel of women one time. They were talking about going to Mars, part of this Mars Club type of thing, and they were going to, oh, it's just going to be so much fun. They're going to put on their backpacks and go for a hike on Mars. You know, this is a Looney Tune. Nobody's going to Mars. They don't know about radiation. This armatist thing, they don't even have X-ray badges or detectors on this thing to understand how the X-rays interact with the spacecraft. I mean, this is all just Looney Tune. That's all I can tell you.
Well, you get out to Mars and then hope to heck you don't have a hydrogen leak.
Well, you know, they're doing things to, in the, you know, Musk is very good. I mean, the guy's impressive, landing reusable rockets, etc. But and he has very good engineers, but there's some major problems with going to Mars. And then say you send three guys to Mars. Big deal. You know, okay. We should be working on space stations with hundreds of people.
Jim, we got a break. Lane, thank you for your call. Her last break.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jim, you have, sir, about 2.5 minutes to put out the most important information you need to this week, sir.
The biggest thing I would tell people, John, you always have a prepper tip of the day. My prepper tip of the day is get an extra water filter. And you can do this at my webpage, which is linked from John's page. the water filter page, and it's a make your own. In other words, you go out and buy, or you, we tell you where to get them, containers, plastic food grade containers, and then you buy a kit from us with a spigot and some water filter elements, and make a water filter. You just have to drill a few holes. We tell you how to do that. And then you have, you can make it any size you want. You could make it 50 gallons, or you could make it 2 gallons, or anything in between. And so you make something that's right for you, whether you have a cabin that you go to, or if you have a whatever your situation is. For large groups of people, small groups of people, something you can travel with, and then use our filter element kit. It's called Make Your Own. Anyway, that's my advice. And we don't have sale pricing anymore because actually there's not a big markup on these items. And so, but I suggest for your own benefit and for your family, et cetera, get an extra water filter and stock up on water filter elements. If you have a stainless steel water filter, stock up on the water filter elements, because there may come a time soon, very soon, in which things are just not going to work anymore.
Well, I suspect that's Jackson, Mississippi, right now on Wednesday, the 7th of September. If you or somebody you know lives in Jackson, Mississippi, go to my website, scroll down to Professor McCanny's panel there with his filters. And it's going to be months before that system has what they consider drinkable water, which I don't. But it'll be months, won't it, Jim?
Well, not only that, but Homeland Security is in there. So now you have federal agents coming in and declaring, or like the EPA, a woman called in and said they're shutting down wells in Arizona because they claim there's PFAS chemicals in it, the EPA. So you have these federal agents coming into areas and shutting down water systems. And I've been talking about this for years. So you have to be your own source of fresh water. And the only way you're going to do that is if you have your very own water filter, you know, whole house water filter or a gravity water filter or whatever. But it's up to you. And if you, you know, and the vast majority of people, I saw a picture where they're handing out cases of bottled water and these cars are all lined up. Now, what's that going to do? Now I have all these plastic bottles that people have to throw away. It's not a solution.
Well, the logistics of that are just insane. The bulk and the weight of providing that. It's over 100,000 people live in Jackson, Mississippi. It's insane. Jim, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
It's time to double down. I'm Peter Serafine, and yesterday's Liberty Minute ruffled some feathers, so I'm going all in today. If I take out a loan and make a bad investment, I still have to pay back the loan. Real estate, business, stocks, crypto, the investment doesn't matter. So why should student loans be an exception? College is an investment. You choose to go to college. You select your course of study. You pick the school. You decided to take out the loan. You are responsible. Oh, but the school lied. Or my advisor was horrible. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry. But it's still your debt. And your debt is your responsibility and only your responsibility. I am tired of my hard-earned tax dollars going to bail out the bad decisions of banks, businesses, or individuals. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cibus Pashem, Parabellum.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.